For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
At Tanger Outlets, find all the best brands all on sale every day. Step into the season's newest arrivals and save big on the styles you love. Shop Under Armour, Michael Kors, Crocs, and more. With up to 70% off, plus an extra 25% off for a limited time. Hurry in for amazing deals from the brands you love. Only at Tanger Outlets.
Did you know, here's a fun fact for you, Jim. It's not that fun.
Okay.
The Cactus League Padres have lost 7 of 8. So all the excitement about the 2-0 start that we were talking about, and then people were printing Cactus League title shirts, and you were getting your Cactus League playoff tickets. You're thinking about who are you going to play in the opening round of the Cactus League playoffs. Is it Kansas City? Right. Is it Cincinnati?
Right.
Since the 2-0 start, the Padres are 1-7. Yeah. They've lost 4 straight. Today, I don't know what happened. Now, of course, I'm being facetious, but I don't know what happened because Randy Vasquez allowed 6 runs. Now, 2 of them were earned, but he allowed 6 runs. And then Robert Suarez, big game, Bob. Maybe this wasn't a big game because he allowed 4 runs in a third of an inning. The good news is Jackson Merrill homers. The good news is we expect Manny Machado at some point to return after spending the weekend in San Diego watching San Diego FC. So we're about 20 days out. What's today? 25 days out? It's March 2nd. 25 days out from opening day. Padres can't win in the Cactus League. We'll be with you for the next hour. So if you are new to the channel, please subscribe here on content for Padres fans. Smash the like button for us. You can follow us on X. We do appreciate the super chats. Really appreciate your support of the channel in general. If you want to see your comment on screen, if you want to support our work, just click the dollar sign below the chat box. I saw that we had a renewing membership tonight to get us started. Go. Thank you, Jared. If you want to become a member, you can click the join button down below. You get custom emojis and badges. And again, if you want to support the channel, just click the dollar sign below the chat box. We'll get to all of your super chats here tonight. But there's not a ton going on, right? 3-7 in 10 spring training games, 25 days out from opening day. And we're just kind of waiting for 3 weeks to pass so we can get to the opener.
Is there anything that, like, is there a take out there? Like, legitimately, is there like a serious take out there that I can make about them being 3-7 in the Cactus League and how it could translate to the regular season? Is there a take out there?
No.
Or no?
No. Okay. I mean, I'll give you a narrative. How about this? Give us your narrative in the chat. Like, I'll give you a narrative. I'll give you a narrative. Like, are we worried about Manny's back?
He seemed fine the other night.
A little less San Diego FC, a little more Padres Royals.
Well,
Sunday morning.
I mean, the San Diego Padres, technically, I don't even know if San Diego FC exists. So,
right.
I mean, did they even know Manny was there? I mean, they don't. They haven't even acknowledged the existence of the franchise.
Do you think they'll acknowledge San Diego FC if SDFC wins an MLS Cup?
They'll probably do like a congrats thumbs up emoji.
No, I mean, there's not a lot. You're right. Like, what are the takes? I mean, Tatis has missed a lot of time, but he's back.
No, I'm not asking for like what are the storylines. I'm asking for, is there a legitimate like serious take out there that I could make, or shit, anybody could make, with being 3-7 and losing what, 7 of 8 in the Cactus League?
I mean, my only take would be, just hear me out. And I'm assuming, I mean,
like, we're like, I'll give you an example. This, like, this proves that the depth of the organization is shit. The others on the team besides the Stars are going to be an issue.
No,
like,
take. I mean,
okay.
I'll give you a I'll give you a take.
All right.
They need another starter.
Okay.
Because Randy Vasquez allowed 6 runs today, or Trey Robert Suarez, because in 2 appearances, he has a 27 ERA this spring.
Well, they have another starter, John. His name is Stephen Kolick. You didn't know that?
Yeah, that's great. I mean, you saw, because you put this, hold on, you put this in the headline today, I think, in addition to Merrill, but Machado told MLB Network, we have unfinished business, right?
Yes.
Saw that video?
I did.
Can I just, I mean,
do it.
I was criticized earlier this week.
Do it.
I was criticized earlier this week for my criticism of Manny Machado, who told Bob Nightingale, I wish I had the exact quote, Jim. Let me go find it. I mean,
it was like, we're excited to beat the Dodgers or something.
No, it was stronger than that, dude.
Okay.
Let me find it. Thank you, Talking Friars. Okay. This is what Manny Machado told Bob Nightingale, okay, this week in the USA Today. The Dodgers are bleeping good, man. I'm assuming he said, like, fucking. I said it, Jim. So the Dodgers are effing good, man. But we're excited to take them down. There's nothing better than having a championship team in your division that you can knock off. And then he told MLB Network today in some rant, it might not have been today, whenever it was, that we have unfinished business. He used that term, unfinished business. My take earlier in the week, and you disagreed, and I don't disagree with you, truthfully. The more I've thought about it, the less I'm really willing to die on the hill. But my take earlier in the week was like a little less talking and a little more producing when it matters the most. And I'm dead serious.
I know.
Unfinished business. Dude, you could have finished the business. You led 2-1.
See, that's...
You had them where you wanted them, and you let them off the hook. So how is it unfinished? Like, it's unfinished because of you. And now you're going to go finish it a year later? I don't know. I just have enough of the talking. It's February. Now it's March. I just feel like the unfinished business thing, it's so, like, cringe. Like, you've had 6 years. Like, go win in the postseason.
See, that's the type of take I'm looking to have for the Padres spring training so far, and I just can't find it. I got nothing. And so I'm glad that your take for what Manny said is so passionate. And I said, look, what do you want him to say? I'd rather have him say that than, like, there are daddies, you know, like a Pedro Martinez back in the day. And I kind of liked it, to be honest with you, because he's right. You got to go through the Dodgers. It wasn't from, you know, who's the pitcher? Kyle Hart,
yeah.
Not from fucking Kyle Hart, who was like, we've won the division in 20 years. Like, you've been here for 3 seconds.
Man, like, how stop. Do you even know that? Did you, like, AI it? Like, did you ChatGPT that?
Yeah, it's from Manny Machado, the face of the franchise. Like, their best player, Hall of Fame player. It's not from fucking Kyle Hart, who's irrelevant. No offense, Kyle Hart. So I didn't have like a big problem with it at all. And frankly, I kind of liked it more than anything. It fired me up a bit, you know? I mean, that's kind of the mindset I feel like you got to go into this season. You can't go in with a defeatist attitude thinking, oh, can't beat them because of their team. The whole point of sports is competition. And if you think that you are going to lose, then what's the point of even playing? So I like the attitude. I like the confidence. Of course, it's Manny Machado. He always is a mixture of cockiness and confidence, always. Maybe more often than not, leaning towards the side of cockiness than confidence. But like I said, what did you want him to say? Like, oh, you know, well, we're just going to work hard. And, you know, like the bland, basic answer.
Is that the end of your comment?
Yeah, I'm asking you, like, what did you want him to say?
Oh, what I want him to say. Well, first of all, someone in the chat is like, John doesn't like Manny because of MAGA. I don't like or dislike Manny. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. You guys have watched the show for 5 years. You've listened to John and Jim for 5 years. Never once have I brought up politics in any manner.
No.
But let me also say this. If I don't like Manny, it's because he doesn't effing hit in the postseason.
Yeah.
Okay, because he hasn't, let's be honest. It's not about liking or disliking. I want to see him come through. And I've defended Manny at times. I've also been critical of Manny at times. If he leads this team where he needs to lead them, it's going to be the greatest thing in franchise history. I've argued before that he'll probably have a statue-worthy career in San Diego. And I've told you routinely that he's a first ballot Hall of Famer, but you're not paying him $500 million, $150 for the first 5 years of the deal, $350 for the next 10 years of the deal, to never get to a World Series or win one. It's as simple as that. And here's the other thing. It's not like this guy's hitting .429 in the postseason and the Padres are losing every year. He doesn't hit in the postseason. His career batting average, I think, in the postseason is .215. Mm-hmm. Like, he has not held a candle to the top 10 players in the sport, right, in the last 10 years in postseasons. Like, he has not been Bryce Harper. He has not had Shohei Ohtani moments and so on and so forth. I mean, there's a zillion other players that have played better than him. So it's not about liking or disliking. It's about heavy is the head that wears the crown. I mean, just produce right. And enough talking. That's what it's about.
Yeah. He hasn't shown up in the big games in the postseason. He hasn't. You are right about that. With the Padres in like do or die, go home, you know, big games, he has not shown up. I mean, he's had nice moments in the postseason.
Sure.
I can't remember a time in the postseason late in the game, you know, he comes up with a big home run or a big hit. Just hasn't really happened.
Did he do it Phillies game five? Or was that Soto?
That was Soto.
Both of them.
Okay. No, that was Soto. Manny, I think, did have something in that game. But Soto was heating up. Like, Soto had that big game four and five. And you're like, oh, shit, here we go. They can just get this thing back to Petco Park, right? And he had that big go-ahead. Soto had the go-ahead home run in game five. I mean, Manny got... You know, if we're looking at, and it's hard to do it, but I'll do it. Manny and Bryce, those are the two guys. Bryce thoroughly outplayed Manny.
Yep.
I mean, Bryce was the NLCS MVP, and Manny had another bad series. I mean, big picture here, of course. Yeah, Manny at some point is going to have to show up in the postseason, you know? And I know it's going to happen. I just know it. If he doesn't show up in the postseason, he'll have great rest of a career here. He'll be a Hall of Fame player. And then when anybody tries to criticize Manny Machado for, you know, his lack of postseason success, it will be, you know, met with shut the fuck up and you don't know what you're talking about. And it's like, okay, sorry. I didn't know was the point of the sport to make the Hall of Fame or to win a World Series? I mean, as a team, I mean, yes, the point of the sport, if you're an individual player, is make the Hall of Fame. But, like, isn't the team supposed to win a, you know, like, that's the goal, right? And if you're not producing, your career is going to be looked at differently than if you did produce. It's just how life goes in sports, you know? It just is.
Yeah, 100%. He's here to lead this team to a World Series. They didn't sign him to that contract for him to hit 30 home runs 1 year or to compile numbers. I mean, and I don't even think Manny is it. I mean, he's going to get to 3,000 hits, 500 home runs. That speaks for itself. I'm not questioning Manny's ability. I mean, he's clearly
he's a Hall of Fame player.
Yeah, he's been one of the best players of his generation. He has been, but he hasn't been in the postseason. He was 5-for-28 last year. You know what that translates to in the postseason? In 7 games, 5-for-28, 140. Ooh. So, like, that's not me making it up. That's not some unfair commentary. That's what he did. He hit 5-for-28. He came up small, as a lot of them did, over the final 2 games of the series. And it's something you have to live with for one full year if you can even get back to that spot. this October. Richard, appreciate your support of the channel. Guys, if you are here, please subscribe. You're on content for Padres fans. Smash the like button for us. Follow us on X. And we appreciate your super chats. Just click the dollar sign below the chat box like Richard did. He says he's not bringing it up. He's being asked. What is he supposed to say as the face of the Padres? Yeah. Either way, he's a lightning rod no matter what he says. Yeah, but I mean, okay, fair, Richard, and appreciate the support. Okay, he's being asked it, but how many players around baseball, Jim, are replying to reporters in that exact same manner with the quote, like, they're effing good, man, but we want to tell... I don't even know what he said because I don't even have the quote in front of me. I don't know. It's just Manny Machado. I like the honesty and truthfulness sometimes with Manny. I really do, but I just feel like now's not the time. Off last October, I'm still worried about last October. Like, that was such an embarrassment. It was embarrassing.
Yeah.
And we got to, and now it's, we have unfinished business. No, you don't. You have an embarrassment to go clean up. Like, you don't have unfinished business. You have unfinished. I could have scored zero runs the last two games with Jim and Darnay and Darren and Ben Fadden and Ben Fletcher and Sammy Long. That's seven of our, I mean, I you know, who else? And freaking Chucky Lozano. We could have scored no runs.
Hey. Yeah, true. Chucky, yeah. Hopefully Chucky's hammy is okay. No, I get it. It was awful. And if this team doesn't make the postseason this year and kind of, you know, wash that bad taste out of everybody's mouth from last postseason, mm-hmm. then last postseason, the farther we get away from it, the worse it's going to feel. Because we all said, look, this team feels like the best team since 98. Like, roster-wise, going into a postseason, you're like, this is one of the most complete teams this Padres franchise has ever had. And by not getting the job done, you're sitting there thinking to yourself, when's that next opportunity going to arise?
Oh, no pun intended.
Yeah, when's the next opportunity going to Luis arise? So... Yeah, I mean, I get it. It's the unfinished business stuff. It's there, but that quote only means something if you actually like finish the business.
You know what I mean? Listen, the other side of the conversation, John, appreciate you being here. It says there was no postseason before Manny. Yeah, but that's why you paid him the richest deal in American sports at the time and gave him more than the Padres had like ever doled out in free agency. So like, that was like the floor, wasn't it? The prerequisite with Manny Machado was postseasons. I don't think anyone envisioned signing Manny Machado and it's like, man, that's cool. Maybe they'll make a postseason. No, you sign Manny Machado and you have to make postseasons. And to his credit, in 6 years, they have three postseason appearances. Could it be better? Yeah, I'd argue yes. Look at 21 and 23. Could it be worse? Yes, I'd argue yes. Look at 22 and look at 24 specifically. Have they won in the postseason? Yeah, to some extent. They won series in 20. 22 and 24. They won two series in 2022. Four series wins in 6 years under Manny Machado is not nothing, but it's not enough. And I don't think I'm the only one saying that. I don't think Jim's the only one saying that. I think it's completely fair to say that. I'm not putting it all on Manny, but he's going to get a good portion of it, especially when it doesn't produce right in those meaningful games. So, and now we just have to wait, Jim. I mean, are we overly confident that we're going to get to October and everything's just going to work out perfectly? Yeah, I'm not. I'm skeptical. Now I can change my tune after I watch how they play in the regular season, but I'm not overly optimistic that even if they're in the postseason, they're going to put themselves in a position where they're beating the Dodgers in a series. You know, I hope to be convinced otherwise, but that's how I feel today.
Baby steps with this team right now. Baby steps. We gotta, you know, start out playing good baseball this season and not have any big injuries and have guys perform and, you know, we'll get to that postseason, but hopefully later. But as of right now, I just want them to like have a good first month, you know, like, cause I do think this team is top heavy. And if the top heavy portion of your team isn't going to perform right away, you could see your weaknesses really like showing through. And I hope that's not the case. I hope Manny and Tatis and Merrill and Bogarts and the pitching, you know, frontline guys, King, Cease, Darvish, like they, I'm not saying they all have to be all-stars, but you do have to pick up the slack, because then you're relying, if they don't, on guys like Connor Joe and Jason Hayward and Elias Diaz and Martin Maldonado and freaking Tyler Wade and, you know, Randy Vasquez and Matt Waldron. Like, okay.
Yeah, I think their depth is a concern, and I agree with you. I mean, we're putting carts before horses, but it's right. March 2nd. What else can we really do? I understand that players are asked questions by the media, and they have to answer them. I don't know if I love the going down the path of unfinished business to start my year. Because, like, aren't you the one that has said it, and I don't disagree, like, don't compare yourself to the Dodgers. And the two marquee quotes here over the week are, the Dodgers are effing good, man, but it's great to have a champion in your division to take down, and we have unfinished business. I mean, both are in reference to the Dodgers, nothing else. It's not about winning the National League. It's not about anything other than the Dodgers, mm-hmm. these quotes. And if you want to compare yourself to the Dodgers, good luck is what I would say heading into 2025, because they've gotten better, you haven't. And they're on the heels of winning World Series, the Padres haven't. Just, I don't know, it's just an unenviable spot to be put in. If anything, I'd be trying to separate myself from LA and separate anything that happened in the 2024 postseason from 2025 and say it's a new year, it's a new day, and our season's going to start March 27th, and we'll try to put ourselves in a position where we can get back to right. even consider some of these questions. That's how I look at it, but Manny's different. I just feel like we go down the same road with Machado every single year. We're the effing best, man. And then at the end of the year, they're not, right? That's like the general thought with Manny is,
right.
Oh, we'll prove it on the field. Oh, look at my baseball card at the end of the season. I'll have my numbers. You know,
I get it. I get it, themselves. Dude.
You get it. You get it.
I get it. It's like, yeah. It's like win something, you know, like
it's kind of as simple as that. I mean, aren't the Padres, if you're here right now in the chat, and you're a diehard Padres fan, because you're with us on March 2nd, so you're a diehard Padres fan or baseball fan if you're here right now. Like, is it enough anymore to just be like, well, before Manny, they weren't making the postseason, or it's really cool how they sell 40,000 tickets a game, or I remember when the team used to go 70 and 90 every year. So what are we saying? Just the expectations are to be good but not great? Is that cool? Like, hey, we can market this franchise. I've always said this. They're marketed like a World Series champion, but they don't win World Series championships.
Yeah.
So, like, what's the key here? To have cool stars that resonate, or to win at the highest level? Because if the key is to win at the highest level, it hasn't happened, despite the fact that they've been better over the last 5 years than they were over the 5 years prior.
Yeah, no, I agree. You are embarking on a part of your franchise right now, franchise history right now, where you are in a window where it's like, you have to win. Sorry, gotta win. I'm not going to sit here and be one of those people that is like, you know, if they don't win, you know what? It's about the journey. And, you know, it wasn't their time. And if they lose the next 5 years or whatever in a row, that's okay. But it's about the journey that counts. Like, no, dude, I would do exactly what John Cena did last night. If I was a Padres fan, I would sell my soul for a World Series. Sorry. End of discussion. None of this bullshit about, it's about the... Yeah, it's been almost damn near 70 years, bro. Like... Don't you want one World Series title? One? You know, how many fans out there would literally do anything to just watch the Padres win a World Series?
Well, did John Cena win the World Series? Because I don't get the analogy. Secondly, the Padres have been around for 56 years.
Well, I'm just throwing a big number. The analogy is... John Cena, for the first time in his career, turned heel last night, sold his soul to The Rock to win championship number 17 at WrestleMania. So there you go.
Soft. or maybe not. I don't even know. What are we saying? That they should be John Cena or they shouldn't be John Cena? Whatever. They should just win in the postseason.
Right.
By the way, is it super windy? Is it super windy where you are?
Dude.
My windows are like shaking.
It's windy. It's rainy. I am sneezing up a storm. My allergies are a mess. And tomorrow could be a problem, John.
Yeah, every day is a problem. We're going to get back to the conversation in a moment. If you're here, please support our title sponsor, Mark Nimitz at Farmers Insurance. If you have any insurance need, let Mark Nimitz take care of you. San Diegan, lifelong Padres fan, with us since day one of the channel, believe it or not. That's like September of 2021 with the channel. We started the wrap-up show in the summer of 2020. So it's been 5 years. This will be our sixth season with the wrap-up show. If you support the channel, please support Mark. If you have any insurance need, let him save you money and time. He's got great service and communication. That's what separates him from other insurance agents. I've had insurance through Mark for years, including homeowners and life and earthquake. And if you ever need him, like I did in 2022, he will be there for you. And he's going to save you time and money. He saved us so much time and so much money. We had a flood in here in 2022, and he really took care of everything. I don't know where I would have been without Mark. So click that link in the description down below. You can get free quotes online. Call Mark. He'll talk to you about the Padres. He's a diehard Padres fan. He'll talk to you about saving money. But whatever it is, auto, home, renter's life, before you renew your current policy, get in contact with Mark Nimitz at Farmers Insurance, the title sponsor of the wrap-up show.
Yeah, all his information is on that ticker below. M. Nimitz admits it.
You're muted. You're muted. You're muted. You're muted. You're muted. You're still muted. Hold on. I'm going to unmute your mic, you idiot. Get a new mic. You were thinking about buying a new Shure mic. Lord help us. Can't even do a title sponsor read because we can't hear you.
What about now?
Perfect.
Okay.
What the hell is wrong with your mic?
Like, I accidentally like touched my cord and it like got, yeah.
All right. So we've hit on Manny. I mean, it's easy to go there. It's not, that's not the intent. I hope he starts the year by hitting 5 home runs in his first 10 games and they start 8-2.
Right.
We can give Manny his flowers. I'm happy to do it. But he's got to go earn it from us is the point. And I'm still going to say if he hits 5 home runs in 10 games, go do that in October. He's got to do it for us to say that he's capable of doing it. In addition to Manny, Tatis is back. Mm-hmm. Has he done anything? How many times has he played? One time? Did he play today?
One time, John. Not Friday. Play today. yeah, it was Friday.
Dude, get back out there, right? That's my hot take.
There you go. I do think there is a storyline out there that we haven't talked about yet. That's like legitimate. And Kevin talked about it with us on John and Jim over the last week.
Oh.
Tirso Ornelas,
yeah,
is hitting .467 in spring and 15 at bats with a home run, 2 RBIs, and an OPS of 1489.
Okay,
is that something, nothing, or what?
Maybe in the middle. Okay. I'm happy to go down the path of that's I don't know, encouraging. Encouraging, and that if he puts together a good spring, maybe he can make this team. Now, if he makes this team, is he going to have an opportunity to play? And where is he going to play? Is he a fourth or fifth outfielder? Is he a starting DH? So how do you make sure that you continue to develop him or play his bat if his bat does indeed play at the major league level? But 15 at bats obviously doesn't make a spring training, let alone a regular season. But yeah, I think that is encouraging. And I think he should get playing time from now until the end of spring training to see if he can potentially make the team.
What about Oscar Gonzalez?
Yeah. What's he done?
He's hitting .368 in spring with an .842 OPS, 2 RBIs.
Yeah, that's encouraging. I mean, again, it doesn't always translate, but I'd rather have them hit than not, is what I would say.
Correct. It's something that, you know, if they weren't doing this, then we wouldn't be talking about it. And we wouldn't even think that they're going to make the team. But right now, I think Ornelas and Oscar Gonzalez are two guys that have a kind of a chance here to make the team. I mean, Kevin said that Tirso is a guy to watch for sure.
Yep.
And he doesn't have to have a, you know, a crazy spring like he's having right now to make the team. He just has to have, I think, a competent, good spring. Like, if he ends up hitting, you know, 315 in spring, that might be enough for him to make the team out of camp.
Yeah, yeah, it could. No, I agree with that. I like players earning it. I mean, and I'm not saying that it's the end-all, be-all spring numbers, but I'm not going to completely poo-poo them. I mean, if he does hit 315, over 50 plate appearances in spring, I think there's value in it. And sometimes you want someone to earn something. And there's going to be some spots, Jim, whether it's the fifth spot in this rotation, a spot in the bullpen, a bench spot or two, that probably will be earned. There's other factors in there, options, money, who's available via waivers at the end of spring training. But yeah, I think some of these jobs will be earned based on how these players play over the next 3 weeks. John, appreciate you with the super chat. He says, the catcher situation is such a red flag for me. I don't see much improvement from last year. We touched on this maybe Thursday or Friday, Jim, last week. I mean, I think it's a downgrade. You're asking a lot. They got some veteran pieces in Diaz and Maldonado, and they've got a complete flyer at this point in his career in Luis Campusano. And I don't know what to expect heading into the year.
I don't know either. I mean, Campy's had an okay spring, changed his batting stance again. I think, you know, Kevin mentioned to us, Martin Maldonado's a guy that, like, they are high on, and I'm like, why?
Right.
Elias Diaz, they signed to a major league contract, so he will be on the team.
No doubt.
I don't know if Campy has any options left. Again, if Campy doesn't make the big league club out of camp, then you got to get – you're done. Like, I'm sorry. We're done. No more. But, like, those are the three guys that are going to take up two spots for the catching position on the major league club. They're not carrying three catchers. They're just not. Especially these three guys. that would be literally insane. But I think right now, would you agree that over left field, catcher is their weakest position right now?
You said over left field?
Yeah, like if you had to pick left field or catcher as their weakest position, what would you take? I think I might take catcher.
I mean, offensively, I would say catcher. I think maybe defensively, it'll do more than hold its own, and maybe that's the crucial point. If, you know, if Diaz can work with the staff, if Maldonado is a good defensive backstop, if Campusano can take a step forward, I'm all for it. If the offense isn't there, but yeah, I would agree with that. I think their weakest offensive position. I don't know what their DH situation looks like, but.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
When you get the Planet Fitness Black Card, you can bring a friend anytime you work out. And now through March 13th, get your first month free when you join. You heard that right. Conquer the stair climber with your partner in climb. Enjoy a post-workout recovery session in the hydro massage. And do it all again with access to any of our 2,700 convenient locations. So, you coming? Get your first month free and all the perks with the PF Black Card for just $1 down, $24.99 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends March 13th. See club for details.
I would say catcher. Okay. By the way, the one note right now, Jim, here's a side story. We keep talking about get out of spring healthy, and they will not get out of spring with Brian Hoeing, who had a 1.5 ERA with them after the trade. You know, 1.5 ERA with them. Kevin AC reporting tonight in his newsletter that it's basically assured he won't start the season with the big league team because of a shoulder injury. And they could he could miss up to the first month of the season.
Okay.
So, and I think there's a quote in there from AJ Preller saying, but we're going to, you know, we'll take the long play here. It's just the right thing to do with this situation. I'm paraphrasing, but that, okay, yeah. It's going to happen. Here it is. We want him for the long haul is what AJ Preller said. He had a 1-5-2 in 18 games, 23 and 2/3 innings after the trade deadline. So, you know, they'll have options, make no mistake.
Yeah.
But, and I'm not saying it's the most significant loss, but it's a loss in your bullpen to start the year, not having Brian Hoehn.
Hold on a second here. HPVV, dude, I'm putting you in timeout. Like, chill out, bro.
We've done that before, dude.
I mean, I'm like probably next time going to just block him. But anyway. Yeah, the Brian Hoehn situation. It's not like, oh, we're talking about Cease, but
no.
It's a depth piece. It's a depth piece, and he was really good with his team, in the bullpen, when he got traded here, which was a nice surprise. I mean, there's not much like thought of this guy could be good. Like, it's just like, hey, they just get a player, see what happens, and he turned out to be really good for the team. Mm-hmm. So they have other pieces that I think. It, right now, their bullpen to me could be considered a strength, even though Robert Suarez gave up 4 runs today. But he was also, I think, working on some stuff because he doesn't have a second pitch. So, hey, best time to work on a second pitch is in spring training. And right now, that second pitch got rocked. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I love Jason Adam. I love Jeremiah Estrada. I am a little concerned and worried about Robert Suarez. I mean, the end of the last year for Robert Suarez was really bad. Does that mean teams have figured him out? Now, he looked good in the postseason, but it was only for, like, what, 2 games? I mean, he pitched, like literally 2 games of the postseason.
Right.
But the Robert Suarez thing does kind of worry me. If he has not developed a second pitch to play off of his fastball, that's going to be a problem. But, like, I'll have a hot take for you. Ready? Hot take. Jason Adam will end the year as this team's closer, not Robert Suarez.
Yeah, I don't think it's that hot. I think he might start the year as team's closer.
It's probably lukewarm. You're right.
The hot take would be if you say he starts the year as a closer, which I do still think is a possibility if Suarez isn't here. Again, I don't know how likely, but it's at least a possibility. By the way, dude, Tatis started today.
I didn't see it. Oh, I was looking at a different game. My bad.
Yeah, he singled, man. Roped that single.
Where did he?
Hit third, hit second, hit somewhere.
He did?
Yeah. Are you looking at the Royals-Padres game?
Oh, I was looking at the Saturday, March 1st game. Sorry, you're right. Come on, my bad.
Bro. How can you have a miss like that? This is such a critical game.
My bad. Let's see here.
Just looking. By the way, your boy Steven Kolek is among the...
He's
among the 4 or 5 guys... And I read from Kevin that basically out of Brito, Vasquez, Kolek, Hart, like this crew, Waldron, the 4 that don't get the job. So think about those 5, what I just said, Waldron, Kolek, whatever. The 4 that don't get the fifth spot, that's your AAA rotation, which makes sense. I mean, it gives you depth and that's good depth. I mean, honestly, that's great depth in AAA. If you have like Kyle Hart, Matt Waldron, Randy Vasquez, Johnny Brito or whatever.
How about?
So, I mean, I don't know if there's a front runner. But Kolek, 3 scoreless innings, no walks, 1 strikeout. That's no hits today. That's a positive, certainly for Steven Kolek.
Is it a hot take to say that Steven Kolek will start the year as a Padres fifth starter?
You not take? No, it's not that out of a take.
Okay.
Do you think so? He's one of the guys fighting for it.
I know. I'm just saying, like, you know.
Who do you think? Are you thinking Kyle Hart?
No. I'm not thinking Kyle Hart. I'm actually kind of intrigued by Steven Kolek as potentially this team's fifth starter. Because, look, Waldron, he did nice things last year. At times, he was the team's best pitcher. And without Waldron, they don't make the postseason. I feel like we have to always say that about Waldron now. Just because, like, it's like when you're going to say something bad about Matt Waldron, you got to make sure you talk about how he was really good for the team last year. Anyway.
That's true.
In today's game, I don't trust a knuckleballer. Sorry. I just don't. You know, you could have some good outings. You could have a good month. overall for an entirety of a season, I do not trust a knuckleballer. And by the way, this team doesn't have a catcher that can catch the guy. I mean, I'm serious.
Just going to go to the backstop.
Yeah. Just ABS every single pitch.
Except yeah.
You can't. Randy Vasquez, not really. Even though he made 20 starts for the team last year, John, did you know that?
Yeah, I knew. Believe me.
God. Make me want to fucking roll my eyes every time. But Stephen Kolek, to me, is kind of a dark horse here, and he might turn into the front runner pretty soon if he continues to pitch like this in spring training to be this team's fifth starter. Just throwing it out there.
No, I mean, it's yeah, it's possible. I mean, I don't know who he faced. I don't know who was in the Royals lineup today because I didn't watch, but
I don't know if he faced Bobby Witt Jr. Yeah, because Bobby Witt Jr. was actually not in the lineup. So
yeah, exactly. I mean, you're facing
Garcia and Massey and Furman. Castro and
Melendez. No relation, hopefully.
Did Craig Biggio play today? No, I'm just kidding.
Exactly. Let's get back to this conversation in a moment. I do want to remind our viewers that if you're looking for a great gift idea to start baseball season, we have it for you. Our friends at Mova Globes. If you use promo code PWS10, you're going to get 10% off these bad boys. They've got all 30 major league teams officially licensed. Jeremy Wright, all 30 teams. Ooh. This company is based in San Diego. This technology was invented where Jim used to live. I mean, not his exact home, but in Cardiff by the sea. And Jim used to live in Cardiff.
I live there.
So these are great, great, great products. Here's the deal with them. There are no cords or wires. They spin automatically with artificial or natural light. So they're great gift ideas. They're great keepsakes. They're great home or work offices. Your kids will love them. My five-year-old thinks they're terrific. They have the 30 major league teams officially licensed and much more. Earth globes, planetary globes. What is the one thing that I always was made fun of? The Carina Nebula or something?
The Nebula. That's called the Nebula, my guy.
They got great, great, great products. And you can pick them up for opening day by using promo code PWS10. And you get 10% off if you use promo code PWS10. Click the link in the description down below. Let me show you a couple globes, Jim.
Okay.
I know you're a globe guy.
I like me some globes, bro.
Boom. Globes in your face.
Globe. Ooh, I like how he's holding the globe there.
You like that?
Yeah.
He's holding it nice. Look at this.
It's cute.
Now, would you like to see the Padres globe spinning? Yeah, you would.
I would. I'd like to see it right in the middle there. Not the Dodger globe or the Giants globe or the Boston Red Sox globe or the Astro globe.
All 30 teams.
Oh.
All 30.
Nice.
So maybe your brother's a Rockies fan. I don't know why. Maybe your mom grew up in Boston and loves the Red Sox. Maybe your dad loves the Giants. Whatever it is, they've got the globe for you. So pick them up. Use promo code PWS10.
Yeah, get a mobile globe today. Use our promo code. As you see there, John has one. I got one back here. I also have the World Globe, which is fantastic. It's a great gift. Love the world. It's a great gift. It's a great item if you're a super fan for a desk, a bookshelf, an office desk at your work, wherever. Get one today. Use our promo code in the description below.
What else should we talk about? I mean, not to put it that blunt. I'm just saying, like, is there something that we've been talking about over the last week that we haven't talked about on the wrap-up show because we haven't done a show in the last week? Or you want to talk about ABS, or there's going to be a lockout the next time there's a CBA deal up, or Pete Rose could be reinstated even though he's dead? I mean, you know, I don't know if there are any overarching topics you can put in the chat. Is there something you want us to talk about? It doesn't have to be a super. Put in the chat. Is there something we're missing? Something you want us to discuss? Here's a super from Matt. So let's start here, Jim.
Okay.
Appreciate you, Matt. Again, if you want to support the channel, we appreciate you. Click the dollar sign below the chat box like Matt just did, and you can support the channel. You'll get your comment on screen as well. He says, I'm excited to see what hitting coach Victor Rodriguez does in year two in Petco. He finally figured out how to get hitters to succeed there. He absolutely deserves credit. I mean, they had a really nice offense a year ago, and he does get, I don't know how much of the credit, but he gets some of the credit for the overall team success that lineup enjoyed both home and road, I thought, last year.
I think the approach of this team last year was night and day compared to 2023. Night and day. I think Victor Rodriguez deserves a lot of credit for that. I also think the guys that were new in the lineup, like Luis Arraez and Jackson Merrill and Jerkson Profar, also deserved a lot of credit for that, making the lineup totally different, right? Manny having a good second half. You know, Kyle Higashioka put up 18 home runs for you as a catcher. So, like, Victor Rodriguez deserves credit for sure, but also the players deserve credit as well. And I just hope that the message that Victor Rodriguez had last year, it continues into this year, and the team, you know, shows the same qualities offensively that they showed last year. Because, you know, it went from literally one of the worst offenses in baseball with runners in scoring position to one of the better ones.
Yeah, good point. That's a really good point. From historically bad to one of the better, you know, runners in scoring position offenses. You're right. In the sport, that's a really good point. Is that sustainable? Will that continue?
Well, that hasn't been in the Cactus League so far, John, and that's a problem.
What'd they do today with Risp, man?
Tell you what, bro. Hold on. So yeah. they were today 2-for-6. I mean,
yeah, that's fine.
I mean,
yeah, it's fine.
Do you want to go 2-for-6 game with runners in scoring position? Yeah, no, not ideally.
Yes, you do. You want to hit 333 this season with men in scoring position.
Okay. Do you want to go 2-for-6 with runners in scoring position every game? Probably, yeah. But I would like to go up to 4-for-12 instead of 2-for-6. If you get,
yeah, I get your point. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's an article that Mark Feinstein just wrote. Thank you, Ben Fadden. Why don't you just do our job for us?
He does.
And Mark Feinstein says that a goal for Michael King this year is to pitch 200 innings. That's what Michael King told Mark Feinstein, MLB.com. We kind of laughed at the idea of him throwing 180 last year. Mm-hmm. And he got there with the postseason, right? Didn't he?
He did, yes.
Yeah.
And now he's going to have some dad strength on his side since he is announced that he's going to have a baby.
I mean, clap emojis in the chat for Michael King. He's having a child.
Oh, just. But seriously, though, Michael King, 200 innings. I'd bet on it. Sure. Contract
year. On it?
Yeah, contract year. He started out kind of slow last year. Right?
I'll take the under.
Hey, look, we didn't believe him last year when he said he wanted 180 innings, and he did it.
Right. Let me
see. So if he says this year 200, sure, I'll take it.
Okay, so last year in the regular season, 173. I guess 200, I buy it if you include the postseason. Maybe they give him a couple of starts, or they make it and he gets a couple of starts, and maybe it's 190 in the regular season and then 200 plus with the postseason. I could buy that. But I think if it's the regular season, I would take the under. Because I just believe 200 is a big number and only a few guys get there. And that makes it hard to get to because very few are able to get there.
I agree. It's difficult. Like, because what? Last year in baseball, how many had over 200? Like three?
I don't know.
Two?
Yeah, like exactly. Two, three? Maybe per league.
I know it was Logan Webb. Maybe Chris Sale.
2024 MLB pitching stats. I mean, oh, man. Let's see. Innings. Where are you? Innings leaders.
I know Logan Webb led the league in innings.
Yeah, I don't know where it is.
Okay.
But it's somewhere. Hold on. Here we go. Innings. There were four pitchers that threw 200 innings. Logan Gilbert, 208. Seth Lugo, 206. Logan Webb, 204. Zach Wheeler, 200.
Okay. Maybe he led the National League in innings.
He did. He led the National League, 204 and two-thirds.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, Logan Gilbert, 208 and two-thirds. And then think about that. Lugo, 206 and two-third innings.
Let me pause here because I see this from JD's third. And I know Joe was a special guest on the broadcast today. Did he really say that he'll be back for the postseason?
Well, I think he said it before today.
Love Joe.
Let's see.
Love his work ethic. He is the exact type of person that needs to be stopped from himself. I'm going to tell you right now, there is no chance. None.
Really?
If this team makes the postseason this year, that Joe will pitch in the postseason.
Let me look at the latest on Joe Musgrove.
No chance.
No chance.
Why on earth would, if this team made the postseason and say he doesn't pitch at all in the regular season, decide, you know what? I got an idea. Let's pitch Joe for his first outing out this year in the postseason.
About coming out of the bullpen? What if they need him? What if they've got injuries? What if their bullpen's been ineffective?
You really want to do? No, dude. I'm sorry. Stop.
Dude, I'm just saying it's not unheard of. Joe said it. He'll be back in October, Jim.
Okay. Does anyone want to fly? Like, not happening, dude.
What do you mean, flying a plane or with like wings?
Flying a plane. These days, I hope not.
Dude, did I send you that?
No, you
didn't. TikTok or no?
No, you didn't. Did you have TikTok?
No, but it was like on Twitter. It was like someone like sitting in the emergency row in 2025, and the dude was like,
"Oh, I saw it.
Stretch.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
It's awful.
Like, gosh." I mean, I'm with you on. Oh wait, James is getting the audio right now. I mean, I don't know if
honestly you think, and you honestly think that Joe could pitch in the postseason.
I think. Okay, here's the thing. Let's make it. I'm not saying he will, but I think you're going to hear about it all year long if they're good. And I think he could return before the postseason. I think he could return in September because Joe Musgrove is going to do things that you shouldn't be doing, but he's going to be talking about it all year long. And he'll be 11 months off Tommy John. There's guys that have done it. So I think you're going to see him try.
You know what? I actually hope he does pitch in the postseason. And he actually does perform in the postseason.
Okay.
Because he hasn't lived up to that contract that he signed a couple years ago. Just saying. Hot take. Actually, not really hot take.
It's because he's been hurt, though. It's unlike Manny. It's like Joe's all about his health, right?
Yeah, but, you know, he signed the deal and he hasn't had a complete year since.
But that's because he's been hurt.
I'm okay. When you sign a big contract and you get hurt all the time, like Anthony Rendon, people are like, oh, you know what?
He's no, but pitching's different. I never blame the pitcher for their injury. Because how do you control if you blow your arm out?
So,
what? Which he literally did. You're going to blame Joe Musgrove for, you know, how do you blame a pitcher?
No, I don't blame Joe for getting hurt last year. Like he even said he knew his arm was going to fall off and he still pitched with his arm about to fall off.
But he hasn't lived up to it.
No credit for that.
But I'm just saying you can't compare Strasburg to Rendon. Strasburg, you can't pitch. Like he physically can't throw.
I know.
Rendon, like
I'm not being serious. I'm kind of just trying to throw something against the wall and see if it sticks, honestly. I'm not being like super serious, but look, at the end of this deal,
it's $100 million. Yeah.
You know, where you're in year what, three of it?
I think he's entering year three. He's not going to pitch in year three, though.
Yeah. I mean, how many innings has he pitched since he signed that deal?
I could tell you.
Look it up.
So he'll be, are we saying 2023 was the first? Okay, 97 innings in 2023, 99 innings last year. So 197 or something?
197 innings in 3 years.
Correct. And don't expect some 200 inning output in 2026. I promise you that.
No.
It'll be like 130.
Yeah, everyone loves Joe. I love Joe. His work ethic is unmatched. I mean, it's great. He has had some huge moments here in a Padres uniform. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And he gives it all. And he wears his heart on his sleeve. He wears the city on his sleeve. And he's the exact type of baseball player that you want on your team. Just
ball player.
Just a ball player. Just a ball player.
But despite all that, you hate him.
No, I never said I hated him. But look, I mean, this is a results-based business here.
It is.
You know,
I mean, it's not even, but don't you agree? His contract's not even big by starting pitching standards.
But
it's like an average deal.
Yeah, it's $20 million dead money this year.
It is, 100%.
So, it is. I mean, that $20 million could have been used pretty. I mean, that could have brought back Jerks and Provar.
Could have. Yeah, could have brought back Higgy, too.
Could have brought back Profar and Higgy.
Right.
You know? So, look.
That's fair.
It, you know, if we're talking all the time about Manny and criticizing Manny, or
no,
or Bogarts, if we're criticizing Bogarts for the money he's making but the lack of contribution, then how are we going to sit here and not be like, yo, Joe is always injured, and he's been injured way too much since he signed his contract?
No, I can't do that comp, because I think with pitchers it's harder, and I think he's done everything in his power to fight through that, and you can't. I mean, that's not.
I'm not saying that he's not doing everything he can to get back out there, because he absolutely is. I'm just saying that take away the name of the guy, all right? Because I feel like this town, because he threw a no-hitter and he's a San Diegan, it's like, you can't say a bad word about Joe. And they have Cafe.
I think it's more game three against the Mets than anything else.
That, look, he's got that, and that's awesome. I get that. Mm-hmm. But, like, going forward, you know, how is that going to hold up? It's not a World Series, John. It's not like he pitched game seven of the fucking World Series and won the World Series.
Remember me last year? I was super critical of Joe. When he was healthy.
I'm just saying, like, healthy. Dude, like, you know.
This is what happens when you get us for an hour on March 2nd. We burn the whole thing down.
Just like, Machado,
gone. Musgrove. What have you ever done?
Right? The fuck have you ever done, Joe?
The chosen ones, dude.
Yeah, you're gonna be best known for your coffee shop than when you're done on the field. Dude, hot take.
Not true. You're such an idiot.
He's got more murals in this town than anyone's pitched this year.
That's terrible.
That's bad. I know.
Hold on. I'm trying to find. Okay. While we have a moment, and we have lots of them, we do want to remind you about our friends at Underdog Fantasy. So I was just filling this out, Jim. Walk me through this. So they got the gimme Luka pick for Tuesday, which is a half total point. I feel like he's scoring 1 point. The way the Lakers are playing, he could hit 1 point.
Dude, the Lakers win the whole freaking thing.
I know. All they do is win. It's so annoying.
Hey,
so,
good job, Nico Harrison, you moron.
Yeah, great trade, you moron.
Idiot.
So Luka's going to score a point. Now, Steph Curry, this is free money. Higher than 35.5 points plus rebounds plus assists at Charlotte. The guy's like scoring 100 points a game.
And that's a play, because if you know Steph, he grew up in Charlotte with Davidson. Yes,
thank you.
He always shows out in Charlotte. Now, again, I probably just jinxed the hell out of him. He's going to have like 5 points tomorrow night. And the Warriors are going to lose by 30. Just like last night, they blew it and suck.
They suck. They lose to Sixers, dude.
Yeah, dude. Some random about like 44 points. I was like, what the
Sixers
fuck?
Sixers are trying to get a top six pick because they have it protected, and they're losing to the
Correct.
Kyrie, let's just say higher than 30.5 points. I have no idea. And then let's say Klay Thompson lower than 3.5 first quarter points. I mean, that pays $93. A 10 for 93, right? Like, you put a fifth play in here, like Tyler Hero, your boy. 10 pays 186, and they're giving you one of those picks. The Luka play. So, like, you win hundreds of dollars. If you use promo code PODSWRAP, that's PADSWRAP, you're going to get a 50% deposit match up to $1,000 plus that free gimme pick. So you'll get the free gimme pick. They'll give you the 50% deposit match. All you got to do is use promo code PODSWRAP. That's PADSWRAP. Here's the thing. It's simple. It's easy. And you can play across sports. You can have an MLB play with an NBA play. Once you get back to football, NFL with college, so on. And so forth. Couldn't be easier. Couldn't be simpler. If you're not playing Underdog, what are you waiting for? Make sure to use promo code PADSWRAP. Get that 50% deposit match and the free gimme pick by clicking the link in the description down below.
Yeah, and there's a QR code right there. Scan the QR code. Download the Underdog Fantasy app right now. Start playing. You'll love it. Use our promo code PODSWRAP. And get started. No, I wasn't comparing Anthony Rendon to Joe Musgrove. I was just using the line of like, when a dude signs a big contract, I don't care if he's a pitcher or not. They sign a big contract. If they're not out there, they're going to get criticized.
They will. Strasburg got criticized a ton, and he helped bring a World Series to D.C., you know?
If Joe brought a World Series to here to San Diego, he would never have to throw another pitch ever again. I don't give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think fans would give a shit, just like the fans didn't give a shit about Steven Strasburg when he signed that huge contract. I would bet you majority of the smart fans sat there and said, like,
I would never criticize Strasburg one time if the first title in the history of the franchise was basically
it
because of him.
And, and he blew his arm
again. I would defend him every single day until I was blue in the face. Same. Because how many times have you guys heard me say, I'll take the title over what's on the other side? I don't care what's on the other side, because what I know is you have a title. So 100%. That's why I don't care what's on the other side.
100%. And Joe's done some amazing, fantastic things here. The game three in New York, the no hitter, the Dodger series. Like, he has done, mm-hmm. you know,
great.
He just he is going to be a fan favorite forever. I'm just saying, if you were to ask Joe and he was giving some truth serum and you're like, how do you feel? Have you lived? Do you feel like you lived up to your contract so far? He would probably tell you no.
Yeah, no, I think you're right, because he's so probably hard on himself that he's got high expectations and he wants to be out there. And unfortunately, he can't because he just had Tommy John surgery. Yeah. But Jim wants him to throw with his other arm for 2025.
Throw lefty, dude. What are we doing?
It's not hard.
It's fine. I mean,
your other arm's fine. Look at Otani. He couldn't pitch and he was out there hitting home runs. Why don't you go hit home runs, Joe? It's not that hard.
Yeah, I mean, can you not steal bases? Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, run.
Run, Joe. Point. It's not hard. Replacement. Just run and hit home runs.
Gosh. Guys, join us tomorrow on San Diego Sports 760. Also on the you know what? For our wrap-up show, if you don't have the iHeartRadio app, can you download the iHeartRadio app for us and put John and Jim and San Diego Sports 760 in your presets? Because you can listen to the show weekdays from 2 to 6 p.m. and you can listen on the iHeartRadio app. So if you have not downloaded the app, or if you have the app, just open it and put John and Jim and San Diego Sports 760 in your presets. With San Diego Sports 760, you can listen to us live 2 to 6 on weekdays. And with John and Jim, you can listen back anytime you want, interviews, hours. And they got this all new presets function, and you can put us in there on the iHeartRadio app. But tomorrow, Kevin Acey is going to be on the show. So I think the Padres are off tomorrow. They need an off day. They've lost four straight. I would be killing them if I managed this team. Make them come in early and do like extra push-ups.
They have an off day.
But Kevin does not have an off day. He will join us tomorrow from Peoria. And we're getting there. I mean, we're 3 weeks. We're getting somewhere. Just over 3 weeks out from Padres baseball. Thank the Lord. Because spring training just ain't doing it.
25 long days until
what do you think?
Start of the regular season.
What do you think, Jim? I think so. Yeah, I think so, Rich.
No.
Try to get a soccer guest. We can talk about that scoreless draw.
I mean, I was there.
Yeah, you're not a soccer guest. I'd prefer to get a guest.
I know. Get okay.
You want to break it down? What happened in the back, the freaking St. Louis packing it in? You tell me about it.
I learned a term tonight, though. A soccer term.
Okay.
You ready for this? Ready?
Yeah, I can't wait.
So what St. Louis was doing to
not to freaking lose, and they were basically cheating and they put 11 guys in the goal.
No. So what they were doing was what's called parking the bus. And that basically is you just, you know,
don't
make it impossible for the other team to score.
That's bullshit.
Putting everybody in front of your goal and just making it like really impossible. Miserable. Shout out to D. Smith, exactly, for teaching me that term.
Man, the more you know.
Yeah, that's bullshit, dude. That's the one thing.
That's insane. A penalty.
That is the one thing about soccer, and I'm as casual as it gets, that pisses me off, is that a team will actively go out there to
score,
play for a scoreless tie.
Yeah, it's a joke. How about this? St. Louis has played two matches. Both of them have been scoreless.
Right.
That's a joke. That should be illegal.
That, get, like, to me, is so fucking dumb. And again, I'm not a soccer purist, and I'm sure that if you are, you look at last night's match and you're like, got a point. I'm sure there's other things about the match you look at and you're just like, well, you know, but for me as casual, I'm like, that's bullshit. But
are you going to rip Chucky if he's out? Like you ripped Joe?
Did Chucky sign a $100 million contract? No, I'm not ripping. Dude, I'm not. I don't know.
I'm kidding. All right. We'll see you guys tomorrow, 2 p.m. John and Jim, San Diego Sports 760. We're on YouTube. We're on the iHeartRadio app as well. We do want to thank our partners. Please support our partners. Mark Nimitz at Farmers Insurance. If you have an insurance need, click the link in the description down below. He's our title sponsor. Let him take care of you. He'll save you time and money. Underdog Fantasy. Use promo code PODSWRAP. That's PADSWRAP. Scan the QR code on screen or click the link in the description down below. Get a 50% deposit match up to $1,000 and a free gimme pick. Use promo code PODSWRAP, PADSWRAP. If you want 10% off your MOVA Globes, use promo code PWS10. 10% off your MOVA Globes, promo code PWS10. All right, for Jim, I'm John. The good news is the Padres won't lose on Monday. They're not playing. This has been the Ryan Hope Show.
Peace.
Thank you, Lord.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save.
$20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
You're a startup founder. Finding product market fit is probably your number one priority. But to land bigger customers, you also need security compliance. Obtaining your SOC 2 or ISO 27001 certification can open those big doors, but they take time and energy, pulling you away from building and shipping. That's where Vanta comes in. Vanta is the all-in-one compliance solution helping startups get audit ready and build a strong security foundation quickly and painlessly. Vanta automates the manual security tasks that slow you down, helping you streamline your audit. The platform connects you with trusted experts to build your program, auditors to get you through audits quickly, and a marketplace for essentials like pen testing. So whether you're closing your first deal or gearing up for growth, Vanta makes compliance easy. Join over 8,000 companies, including Y Combinator and Techstar startups who trust Vanta. For a limited time, get $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/simplify. That's VANTA.com/simplify for $1,000 off.